Our news partners at 6ABC report a University of Delaware student has been identified as the pedestrian who was killed Tuesday after a U-Haul truck crashed while fleeing from police. Police found the van, which was scheduled to be returned last month. It then sped away and struck two pedestrians, including the student. The other was seriously injured. The van then hit several parked cars. The incident happened around 4:30 p.m. at Main and Haines Street in Newark. Both suspects in the van were detained. There are many sources of greenhouse gases, gashouse emissions in Philadelphia. For example, cars, trucks, homes, industrial facilities, and leaks from gas pipelines. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports these planet-warming emissions have continued to drop.
The city's latest greenhouse gas emissions inventory adds up climate pollution from all sectors of Philly's economy during 2022. It finds the city cut its total emissions that year by nearly a third since 2006, which the city uses as its baseline. Noah Kittner is a professor who studies energy systems at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He says Philly has reduced emissions faster than the country as a whole.
30% is a pretty good start. And if you look at it, at emission reductions at a national level, it's more ambitious and has made more progress than the U.S. as a whole. And so I think from that perspective, it's quite encouraging.
Reductions in recent years came mostly from the regional electric grid getting cleaner, the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery closing, and buildings using less energy. Emissions from vehicles also decreased in 2022. Fewer people were commuting to offices because of the COVID-19 pandemic then, so this cut may not have stuck. From the Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Phillies topped the Cubs 7-6 last night. Game 2 of their series happens at home this evening. Action getting away at 6:45.